Our first presenter is Brother Kwame Ture, who is known to many of you. He has been a fighter in the struggle for over 25 years as an African liberation revolutionary. So we'll ask Brother Kwame Ture.
We want to greet everyone, and certainly we, on behalf of the All African People's Revolutionary Party, would like to thank the House of the Americas and the Center for Studies of the Americas for giving us the honor of being invited here today. Of course, the biggest crime a human being can commit is the crime of being ungrateful. And it certainly would be criminal of me were I not to take this time out to thank the Cuban people and to thank the incarnation of Cuba, Fidel Castro. In 1967, when I visited Cuba, it was at a point of my lowest political strength. Fidel Castro, before the OLAS conference, which contained revolutionaries throughout the world, instructed them that it was their responsibilities to protect me, and that when I returned to the United States, they should keep in contact with me, and that they should follow me, and that if, in fact, America had touched one grain of my hair, then there should be retaliations against American imperialism from everywhere. Certainly, it was simply a slight act, I am sure, in one of the many that Fidel Castro has performed for the Cuban Revolution. But I am certain that since at that time, imperialism was trying to kill me, as it is still trying, since I am determined to kill it. I am sure that the reason why I'm here today is because of this act of Fidel Castro and the Cuban Revolution. They were able to save my life, and I promised the Cuban Revolution and all Cuban revolutionaries that I shall never be ungrateful for this act. That as long as there's breath in my body, I shall intensify my fight against imperialism without pity and without mercy. Comrades, we are here today, and we must know that the struggle against imperialism is a struggle that is global and multiform. And the form of struggle which we have before us here is a serious struggle. We are here struggling in the arena of ideas. The propagators of dialectical materialism, Marx and Engels, of course, showed us the necessity of having clear ideas.